die Bollack Helga. Deren Vater hatte das Café Palmhof.
Helga Pollack's father had the Café Palmhof at the corner of Palmgasse and Maria Hilfe Strasse. Today there is a supermarket in there. I was with her in her apartment, and I still remember her father. He had lost a leg in the First World War and had a wooden leg. It was very shocking for me somehow. Yes, he was a real personality. He sometimes sang in the cafe. He had a very beautiful baritone voice. My father, of course, soon realized that if you are situated at the outside Gürtel, you have to do something special with the cafe, and so he turned it into a concert cafe. He searched for bands all over Europe and for talented musicians. I think one ended up in the Philharmonics, the other in the Symphony Orchestra. It was really a very famous cafe.
Ich glaube, einer ist dann bei den Philharmonikern gelandet zum Schluss, andere bei den Symphonikern. Und es war wirklich ein sehr berühmtes Kaffeehaus.
Kinder, kommt ins Palmhof, dort die Zahnwein. Wer den Kuss dort glaubt, im Paradies zu sein. Wenn die Musik spielt, so fang mal an und wann.
Aber es waren französische Jazzkapellen dort, alles Mögliche.
There were French jazz ensembles there, everything you could imagine.
Die schönste Wienerin, eine Enthüllung eines Strauss-Denkmals.
There was a beauty contest for the most beautiful Viennese girl, an unveiling of a Strauss memorial, where the widow of Johann Strauss came. Lehar was there, and by day, Starhemberg came with his dog.
Wenn man vorne hineinkam, waren sehr große Fenster.
At the entrance, there were very large windows in which four seated benches were placed, made of a kind of plush material.
Plüschartigen Material. Und dann war eine Stellage, die erinnere ich mich ganz genau.
And there were these shelves, I remember those very well, which were full of international newspapers. Later, my father once said, yes, people come for a coffee and sit here all morning, and I have to buy such expensive newspapers, which never pays off, but I must.
Und danach war schräg die Bühne für das Orchester. Die war erhöht.
Then there was a stage for the orchestra. It was a bit higher, and the statue of Strauss was standing there.
Die Statue von Strauss. Mit der Zeit kamen dann die Unruhen.
Later the riots came, and the bombs, and everything changed.
The Café Palmhof became the target of two terrorist attacks in 1934, which were committed by Nazis who were still illegal at that time.
The first bomb was a soot bomb in the cloakroom at a spring festival. It was 5 o'clock tea, or how they called it. And this soot bomb had been deposited in a box in the cloakroom at the back. The soot spread from the back into the cafe, and all the clothes which the people had new in the springtime were destroyed, and everything had to be replaced.
Von rückwärts in das Kaffeehaus, aber alle Kleider, die damals die Leute natürlich neu hatten im Frühling, waren zerstört und es musste alles ersetzt werden. Die zweite Bombe, an die ich mich erinnere,
the second bomb I recall, I don't remember the soot bomb because I wasn't there, was this terrible bang which woke me up in the night. I was about 4 years old and I was terribly shocked and I cried. It had made such a terrible noise. Supposedly, the window panes had burst everywhere, right up to Maria von Siege.
Es hat ein älterer Kellner gearbeitet, der hieß Leopold.
My mother told me after the war that a young SA man came and wanted to force her to clean the pavement. And Leopold, an elderly waiter at the cafe, said, "Go away, you filthy boy," and he went away. Mother didn't wash the street.
Mutti hat nicht gerieben.
In 1938, the cafe was Aryanized by one of the waiters. Otto Pollack survived the Nazi era in the concentration camp Theresienstadt. His brother and companion Karl was murdered.